listening to the hottest internet station.
We're not mean or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
I have a lot that I wanted to share.
We don't do smut papers.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
On LR Media Group Radio, live from the public figure, with your host, LaDonna Ray.
Good morning. You know what time it is. It is 8 a.m. It's your girl, LaDonna Ray, on Life and the Public Figure. For those of you who listened to us last week, you got a really good interview, exclusive interview with Matthew Knowles. He is now an author, and you can check out his book on Amazon, and you can also check out a lot of things that's going on with him on his website. Now, if you are new to listening to Life and the Public Figure, you will know that we only deal with the best. We talk to celebrities that have done things, paved the way, you know. We also talk to those individuals that have been influential. How about that? And what we do is we pay tribute to them now in life instead of waiting until the afterlife. So thank you for tuning in. How many of you watched Empire last week? Well, I watched it and I have to say that I am a little bit disappointed this season. Last season, I was on the edge of my seat. This season, everyone has just gone evil. They've just gone mad. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Anika, her character does not match who she was last season. This woman is now barking behind... No, I shouldn't say barking. She is literally whimpering behind Cookie. Like Cookie is something to be something she should be afraid of. Whereas last season, Anika was not afraid of Cookie. And I understand that they got together and did the hostile takeover. But Anika is a little bit out of character. She's almost acting like she is afraid of being unemployed. Doesn't her family have money? Didn't she have a savings account? What happened to being a debutante? I'm confused. All right, Cookie? Well, Cookie is still Cookie. But Jamal was my favorite character simply because he was confident. He knew who he was. He was comfortable in his skin. But now he is just obnoxious. And I don't know what the point of that is. It's almost like he is so willing to turn into his father because of that position. It reminds me of Lord of the Rings. When you put the ring on, you turn into this character. When you sit in that chair, in Lucius Lyon's chair, you turn into Lucius Lyon. I'm just saying. So there's a few more things going on. You know, Lucius and Hakeem seem to be competing for the same girls or women or whatever the case may be. That's just a little gross for me. But there's a lot of different elements going on here in this season, too, that I am just a little bit concerned about, if you will. So tune in tonight and we'll see what happens on Empire on Fox. There's a free plug right there. Fox, call me. You owe me. And now let's get to our guest. This will tickle your funny bone. Ha ha! Some credits are The Bridesmaid, Key and Peele, and The Cleveland Show. Please welcome Jordan Black, Cedric Yarbrough, Naima Funk, Phil Lamar, and Danielle Gaither to Life and the Public Figure.
Oh my gosh. So it is such a pleasure to have Naima, Danielle, Jordan, Cedric, and Phil on the line with me today. You guys, I'm just so happy. You know, happy doesn't seem good enough. It doesn't seem powerful enough. I'm ecstatic.
You're ecstatic.
There
yeah,
we go.
I got this. I am ecstatic to have you guys just on the line today with me, LaDonna Ray, on Life and the Public Figure. Give yourselves a hand, please.
Clap, 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 clap.
Yay. Yay. We're the best.
Yes. Well, like you know what? Let me tell you. You guys are the best. I mean, when it comes to comedy, we need that as a sense of healing, as a sense of dealing with certain things. I have a tendency to become very sarcastic when I'm nervous. Can't you tell? But anyway. So you guys are on, just in case you don't know what Life in the Public Figure is all about, Life in the Public Figure is about telling you, the performers, and how much we appreciate you for your contributions in the industry. And, you know, it could be a rough world out there for you guys, but you all are always saying, oh, we love our supporters, we love you, And how often do you hear how much we love and appreciate you? So we are here to tell you how much we love you on Life in the Public Figure, now in life, instead of waiting until the afterlife. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that.
Give me my flowers while I can smell them. Give me my flowers while I can smell them.
You know who said that to me? Miss Dionne Warwick told me the exact same thing. She said, give me my flowers now.
Now the coffee while it's blowing.
So, yeah.
Well,
awesome.
Everybody who knows me knows that if there's one person whose life I follow, it's
Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick.
I thought that was just your hairstyle, Jordan.
Yeah, but definitely both. But more the like the 80s style where it was really short, you know, like that. I like that.
Hey, keep smiling. Keep shining.
There it is. Now, someone just joined us, and I want to know who that latecomer is.
It's the publicist. Don't mind me. It's Daryl.
I think I'm the last one. Danielle?
Oh, that's Darylin. Yeah. She said, don't mind her.
Trying to make sure
we don't say nothing untoward.
Oh, okay, Darylin. Thank you. I understand your position being a publicist myself. So, yes. Okay. So, here we are. We're all together. It's like being on one stage. And we are still dominated by the male figures in this comedy world, even right now. I mean, we have Naima and Danielle, and the rest are guys. So let's just say that, you know, when it comes to comedy, there's so much going on right now. But the women, I have to say, the women are killing it. I mean, you guys.
They are.
Naima.
Oh, yeah.
Naima and Danielle, wouldn't you say that you guys are starting to let America know, that we got some funny stuff too that we see from our perspective.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely.
There's actually something just budding that's being talked about that I can't talk about that I heard about, but it's top secret. I have a meeting, but I can't discuss anything about it. But definitely, when you
she's gonna be the next president.
She is. Me and Yeezy, 2020.
Obama is just handing it off to Danielle. No election.
But there are a lot of, of course, successful female comedians and comics with TV shows on Comedy Central, and people are starting to recognize that, yes, let the ladies step to the mic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I'm fortunate in that I've always been in groups. This is Naima talking, not a guy. I've always been in groups where the men in the group have never let me be less than the best I could be. So I've
always. That's because you're so loud.
I'm very loud. It's in my contract, actually. Let me be me. But I'm very fortunate in that, you know, I think, and I see this in Danielle too, we just like to have fun and do good stuff with good people. And it happens that we're women who happen to be black, which makes it even more fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you mentioned the obvious fact that you are black, because I'm leading into something with this, and I'll say that the reason why I say it's obvious is because those that know you, Naima, and those that know you, Danielle, we can resonate with you because of us being African American as well. And I have to ask, like, if you were ever involved in, let's say, corporate America or jobs, and you know how all the black people gravitate together?
Mm-hmm.
In comedy, do the women kind of stick together and then the men say, come on with us? Or tell me how that experience has been.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, more on Life and the Public Figure.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
On LR Media Group Radio.
Seabury, 1368 and a half East 53rd Street in Hyde Park, Chicago. You'll be amazed at Seabury's assorted toppings, self-serve smooth, delicious frozen yogurts, as well as our tasty, creamy sorbet. To warm you up this winter, try our steamy, flavorful hot chocolate.
And hot apple ciders. We also cater special events.
Think of us for your holiday treats on the web at myzberry.com or call today 773-855-8754.
And we're back.
Together, and then the men say, come on with us, or tell me how that experience has been.
Well, we do have separate dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Separate, but the women each have separate dressing rooms?
Separate
women than the men.
Dressing rooms.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of groups.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say what you were going to say.
I have been in some specific, like, all-girl groups. I've been in two distinct all-black female sketch comedy groups. And I was in an improv show that was predominantly women, all-black also. We were doing 227, the lost episode. So, yeah, I think it's like women might come together and be like, hey, let's fill a gap here and keep doing something. But in general, I don't know. Jordan was the one that got the group together, so.
Well, hey, not to get Matt Damon up in here, but let me explain. Because, right. You're talking about, we do improv comedy, which is, you're talking about corporate America. Improv comedy is the whitest, most suburban male art form there is.
True.
We are outliers, all of us.
True.
Especially the fact that we have black women. I mean, that's outland outliers.
Working with Danielle in a group is unheard of. Usually there's just one black woman in the group because that's all they can take. So the two of us, like all of us together, this is insane. I'm surprised the theater doesn't blow up. It's incredible that we're all in this together. Because usually they're just like, we need just one, maybe two, if they're light skinned.
Right.
LaDonna Ray, if I could, like, some of the history of the black version, which is basically the same thing. Like, every improv group I was ever in, I was the only black person. And as the years went on, like, I'd slowly start to find more, another black person, like Danielle and I met at Groundlings, and then I met Phil at Groundlings, and, you know, and so slowly I was able to see, like, eventually over the years, I was like, oh, wait, I know enough black improvisers now that we could have our own improv group, you know, so that's really how the group came together. I eventually looked around and said, I know 5 to 6 black improvisers that are good, that are really good. You know, it took about 15 years to figure that out, for it all to come together.
Absolutely, and that's really a good observation and to bring that type of group together because, you know, of course, when it comes to everyday life, you know, we look at each other kind of funny. So in the comedy world, at least we're looking at each other for being funny, you know, and putting it together and creating an improv group. Now, I wanted to touch on, we've got some experienced people on the phone here. I mean, for instance, we've got Jordan, who's been involved with Key and Peele and the Cleveland Show, which is one of my favorite cartoons. I'm so glad that we finally have, you know, representation with some real household humor there.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you balance it all. Because, I mean, you're involved in some current things that are going on right now, and without me spoiling it, I'd like for you to just, you know, tell us what we can expect from you guys.
As far as balancing it all goes, I mean, you know, it's in the entertainment industry, as I'm sure you're aware of, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you have to you have to go where the jobs are, and so when the opportunities come, you just have to jump on them. So, and you always have to, you know, try to stay busy, and as, especially being African American entertainers, a lot of the time we have to create our own opportunities, our own projects. So, along with projects like Key and Peele or the Cleveland Show, I'm always trying to develop my own projects as well that'll give me more opportunities to get out there and showcase my talent and my friends' talent.
Yep. Well, we just shot with Jordan for WIT TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started a new
Shaded series. We just did an Empire spoof.
Yeah, I did.
Both of them are on the phone right now.
Yeah, I created and directed a web series for F Comedy, Fusion's digital network, and I was able to use, like, all of these guys and different sketches for it that will be coming out over the next several weeks. We actually launched our first video today. And
it's hilarious. I watched it.
Thank you. And so, you know, so yeah, there's a lot. And then, you know, like, and all of us have a lot going on. Like, and
several of us have worked on Key and Peele. Several of the people who are on this call right now have worked on Key and Peele, and like Naima's mm-hmm. done, you know, music on it and sang on Negro Town.
Amen.
Danielle was in the famous gay wedding.
Amen.
Yeah, so I probably had the best line in it. We won't repeat it for the internet.
And what else? Oh, I had a brain fart. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Danielle, I have a question for you all, and you know, just like kind of one at a time. There's so many people out here that are getting their claim to fame, and they're able to rise and become quick rising stars. They ride the wave of what's hot at the time, and then suddenly you don't hear from them. I mean, what advice? Do you ever look at those individuals and say, man, I would have taken my exposure with, you know, the Biggest Loser or the, you know, any show, the Steve Harvey Show or Empire, and I would have taken that and grabbed it by the horns and created more opportunities for myself.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, more on Life and the Public Figure.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.
Hi, this is Dionne Warwick, and you're listening to my girl, LaDonna Ray.
Hey, what's happening? This is Big Daddy Kane. I'm here chilling with my girl, LaDonna Ray, and you're checking out Life and the Public Figure.
And we're back.
Yeah. I look back, and you only regret the things you don't try, usually. So I look back on stuff I thought about doing. I know, after I realized when I said it. but when I first moved here, like little stuff like, oh, they were auditioning Arthur's Beauty for The Price is Right. Or that I wanted to be a Raiderette because they had these huge billboards that were like, call 1-800, be a Raiderette. I don't know why I wanted to be a Raiderette, but I wanted to be a Spuds McKenzie girl because I was like, I just need to get some kind of foot in the door that's kind of akin to acting, that involves, you know, modeling or being peppy or, you know, presentation, and I never did any of it. And at the end of the day, I would have at least had great stories if I had tried doing any of those things, and I probably would have gotten further than I thought I would have gotten. So,
well, I think the important thing is you can be reaching out for opportunities, but you also have to be working on your foundation the whole time. Like, Danielle, yeah, you could have been a Raiderette, but you also had a strong acting background and continued.
I was always taking classes. Stronger. I was always doing plays. I was always, doing the actual slow and steady approach as well. But
you know,
I sometimes
you go from
did radio, that
Raiderette
one.
To reality show. that's a short arc. You know?
Yeah.
And LaDonna Ray, that's the person you're talking about that you don't hear from anymore because they have not grown. They have not, gotten, they don't have a foundation on which to build. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
They never learned anything. They didn't go to school for, they never trained for this business. They didn't go to school for acting or for public speaking or any of that. And so they burn fast. And so hopefully see with these careers here that these people actually know what they're doing, and there's actually training involved to be funny.
I
feel like you got to be naturally funny, but also you also need training with it.
Mm-hmm. To piggyback on what Cedric is saying, you also there's the training, but then you know a lot of people go, oh, you're actors, you guys are just emotional and you're weak, and we audition, which is basically having interviews, job interviews, all week long. Imagine going to job interviews and just being turned down left and right. Not even, like, they don't even call you. It's just, I just guess I don't mean it. We are tough people. And a lot of the reasons why these flashes in the pan are flashes in the pan is because they're not tough. They didn't come up through the comedy clubs, you know, doing the circuit or whatever. They haven't auditioned. They just haven't put in the time. So then when it comes down to, you know, what do you really have, they don't really have that much, and so they just sort of slip away.
Well, and also, okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, you know, kind of reach out to those that are not as talkative here. So, like Naima, and was that Phil that I was listening to?
No, that was Naima. I told you I have a man voice.
Oh, okay, so it's Danielle that I'm not hearing from. Okay, so Danielle, you know, jump in any time, but then we have Jordan, Cedric, and Phil. So it's always fun to try to figure out who's who. But at the
exactly.
same time, you guys have an event coming up. You guys are doing shows in Los Angeles. Tell us about that. What we can expect if we're, you know, in the area. Because, you know, you make me want to get on a plane, you know, Saturday.
It's worth it.
And be there. I know. So tell us about that.
Well, the show is Black Virgins. It's one show, and it's a simple, very simple premise. We have six African-American improvisers. The audience suggests a movie title of a real movie like Titanic or Star Wars or whatever they suggest. And then right there on the spot, we improvise the Black version of that movie. And we have a band, so we do, like, songs. You know, we make up songs based on audience suggestions and things like that throughout the show. And then in the second act of the show, so the first act we just do the movie with songs and everything, and then the second act we come back and we do all the DVD extras, you know, auditions of people who didn't make the movie, director's commentary, deleted scenes, things like that.
Okay, so how can I get on the show? I'm sorry, I was just kidding. I'll tell you what I'd like to see when I come. I would suggest the whitest of the whitest movie. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Notting Hill.
Ooh. That's good. That's good because I love that movie, so I know it backwards and forwards.
So
yeah,
you
got it.
You just gave me white chills.
Yeah, that's a pretty white movie.
No, that's very white movies. We did the white version of Jaws.
That's offensively white. That's racist.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
But those kinds of movies, those kinds of very white movies really lend itself to really a lot of great fun in this particular show because we can make it as black as possible. You know,
Footloose was my favorite. Because Footloose, you don't realize how white Footloose is. Because, like, a lot of people dance, it's not that white.
Yeah.
But when Keegan was the preacher, and he was a black preacher. And the whole thing was in Gary, Indiana, and nobody had danced in that town since the Jacksons left.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and we haven't done a lot in the genre of British films. We haven't done the Merchant Ivory movie, so that's actually a good genre that has been ignored. So you got to come and make that suggestion so we can get the audience on board with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, sit in the front, girl, so we can hear it.
I certainly will. You know I will, front and center, you know, because I love you guys. And just so everyone knows where to find each and every one of you, let's just go and tell everybody where to find you, Facebook, Twitter, you know, the whole improv group, go.
Well, start with – you got to start with theblackversion.com, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right.
And at the Black Version.
At the Black Version on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm just
and the Black Version on Instagram. We're just the Black Version on Instagram.
But don't lose the. The "the" is very important.
The
if you just
the
say Black Version, you're gonna wind up somewhere else.
So, not only that, for those of you that are kind of kinky in the mind, it's version, not virgin. Okay, so it's LACKVRSION.com, just for those that are, you know, going to the Black Virgin and looking for something totally different.
Yeah. Totally different.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you guys for being on Life and the Public Figure. You guys are welcome to come back anytime, and I do mean anytime. You know where to find me. It's your girl, LaDonna Ray, sitting here talking to Naima, Danielle, Jordan, Cedric, and Phil. Oh, my gosh, what a treat. I will see you guys on Saturday. This is so awesome and amazing. Guys, check them out again, the Black Virgins. Guys, thank you so much for kicking it with me today and making me laugh. You guys just keep us laughing, and we'll be looking for you
on every damn thing.
Thank you, LaDonna
Thank
Ray.
You.
Thank you, LaDonna. We appreciate you.
You're so welcome. And check out theblackversion.com. And you're also going to be going to Facebook and Twitter for The Black Version. And check them out on Instagram, The Black Version. Get in where you fit in. These guys are hilarious, and they're doing their thing. All right, check it out on Life and the Public Figure.
You're listening to Life and the Public Figure with your host, LaDonna Ray, on LR Media Group Radio.